Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group, serving you as always in Northwest Arkansas. For more information and to find past shows, check them out online at mach-1financial.com. And Kyle, I think I've got a fun one for you today. And before we get into it, I want to ask you personally, do you have a junk drawer at your home, if I can call you out on that? Do you have that drawer random knickknacks end up in?
Let me put it this way. We have some areas of the house that are junk areas because I have teenage daughters, and there are some closets that have slowly over time becoming a repository for whatever they can throw in there. I love them to death, but man, that's what happens, right, over time. And yeah, we have a couple of junk drawers, and I might even have an area in my shop that someone might consider a little junky.
So you can't say too much to them because you yourself might have a little extra clutter lying around.
No, I can't. I can't do a lot of preaching, but if it's a financial junk drawer, then maybe I'll have some advice.
Right, exactly. If it is a financial junk drawer, and speaking of, yeah, I mean, we found that it does seem that people have financial junk drawers, and I want to talk about some of the things that end up there and how they could be put to better use than just lying around on that woodworking table or in your closet, as you would say. And the first one is a really old life insurance policy. How might that end up in the junk drawer?
Yeah, wow. You know, that actually happens a lot, I think, other than it just being pretty common. I mean, a lot of people get leftover insurance policies from perhaps an old job that, you know, carry over. Perhaps they got a whole life policy, and for whatever reason, they just forgot about it, you know, when they left that employer. Things like that happen. So it's pretty common. There's also the issue of if you purchased one a long time ago and just never used it and stuck it in a drawer somewhere, you encounter that one day and go, oh, wow, I forgot about that. And the chances are that the person that actually sold you that policy may not even be around anymore. So that could present a little bit of a challenge. So in that situation, what do you do? Well, you could call the insurance company that the policy was issued by. That's one step you could take. You could also find a fiduciary, a financial advisor that's licensed that also sells insurance, and they can give you a complete review of that policy. In other words, trying to, you know, look at that policy independently and come up with some of the concerns that might exist relative to that policy. You know, they can help you determine if that policy is still in force. You know, did you make the payments when they were supposed to be made? And is that policy still active? Is there actual cash value available? Would there be a surrender expense if you decided to take that cash value? What's the death benefit? Is there a death benefit at all? Also, another important consideration, if it's still a live policy, you know, find out if due to changes in the cost of insurance over time, that perhaps it might be more effective for you to find a replacement policy. You can trade them out, so to speak, if it's the right thing for the client to do. Another thing is actuarial tables. You know, actuarial tables change over time, which impact the cost of insurance as well. So if there's a better policy out there and an advisor can help you look through your opportunities and your options, then it doesn't hurt to do that, right? At least you'll know what you have and you'll know what your options are and you can make a better decision. So, you know, the other thing that I don't want to leave without saying is that sometimes if you have a term policy, those policies can be converted to whole life or a longer term policy. And sometimes that's cost effective to do that. And that's something that an advisor can help you understand also. So these are things that you probably want to do some research on. It never hurts to ask someone you trust who's in this business to give you some guidance. And you know what? You might find out that you've got a huge cash value life policy out there that you didn't even remember. And wouldn't that go a long way to help paying the kids' tuition? Or maybe you've had some health concerns and it's a windfall for your family if something actually does happen to you. So, hey man, rummage through that financial junk drawer and see what you find. You never know what's in there until you look.
Yeah, you really don't. And I think a lot of it is that these policies and these plans and these different investments are made with good intent, but over the years when you don't need them, which is a good thing, of course, that you don't need them, but over the years when you don't need them, you just kind of forget about them and they collect dust, and then you suddenly realize that you do need them, but they're out of date or they have these issues, and that's why it's important to be in touch with a financial advisor who can help you kind of parse through some of these papers and rummage through that drawer and get it organized. And I know another one that my family's looking at right now is an outdated will and estate plan. And that is to say that my parents years ago kind of set up their succession plan and sort of forgot about it, because when you're 30 or 40 years old and you have young kids, it's not something you think about that much. But now that my parents are starting to get older and my dad has encountered a little bit of health trouble, that's something they're starting to think through a little more. And so they're meeting with their advisors and their lawyers and making sure that all those things are in place so that one day when the time comes, they'll have them and they'll be well organized. And so I think that's another thing that if it's in that junk drawer can be a problem.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an attorney, but the attorneys that we use and that we trust, we work with quite a lot. And I've heard them say often that, you know, about every 5 to 10 years minimum, you need to review that will or trust or estate plan just to make sure that all of those life changes that have happened during that time frame are accommodated for in your estate or your trust. These key updates are very important to add to documents such as these. You know, some of these examples might be, you know, a divorce. Perhaps you lost a loved one, a daughter or son or other loved one. Maybe you've made a bunch of relocations in your life and you have a bunch of different states that you've gone through, and now you're in state number 4 from where that actual, you know, estate plan was drawn up or the trust was drawn up. Maybe there's some changes that need to be made relative to that. So, you know, from a financial perspective, you know, it's really good if you have your attorney work with your financial advisor also to kind of make sure you capture all those assets in that document, and that, you know, the document's in lockstep with your intention for all those assets that you have. So these are just some of the things that you should consider. And obviously, if it's on the legal side of things, we have a number of really good attorneys that we trust. We'd love to, you know, introduce you to, and they would be more than happy to help you walk through some of these concerns.
Now, Kyle, another thing that you might encounter in that junk drawer is a Social Security estimate from maybe the Clinton administration. How about a blast from the past?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you actually got your last statement from Social Security in the Clinton administration, my hope would be that you contact the Social Security administration and let them know where you live now, because that might not be a good sign. But anyway, you know, if you are still working and you haven't really paid attention to your Social Security bank account, so to speak, or what it looks like for you in the future, I encourage you to log in to the Social Security website. It's ssa.gov. You know, fill out the requested forms. There's a lot of profile information that they're asking for, and just get an update. And once you know what your projections look like and such, then it might not be a bad idea to schedule a free consultation with us or your favorite friendly financial advisor for a free comprehensive retirement analysis to better understand all of the financial factors that go into being prepared for retirement. Because it's not just Social Security. It can be when to turn on your benefit, your Social Security benefit, relative to your needs or relative to your pension payout, or maybe how much you have in your 401k or your investment returns. There are lots of considerations that will direct perhaps when you turn that benefit on from Social Security. So another one that you might want to consider is, when does your spouse plan to retire? Of course, there are a lot of these considerations, and a fiduciary can help you sort through all of this and really put together a comprehensive retirement plan that will fit your unique needs. And I encourage you to do that. And if you haven't gone to the Social Security website, do that. Check out where you're at and get some information. Can only help you plan for the future.
And of course, Kyle Alexander and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group would be more than happy to sit down with you and parse through some of these old statements, parse through these old Social Security estimates, if that's the case in your situation, old life insurance policies. You can give them a call at 479-876-2000. 2100, and they can kind of help you organize this proverbial junk drawer. And let's talk about one more here, Kyle, and that's 401k statements from your last three employers.
Wow. You know, this really means that perhaps you've got three orphaned 401ks in your life that you perhaps could have been proactively managing or at least consolidating for greater effectiveness for compounding, and maybe even have put together an effective investment portfolio. You know, having those things separated and abandoned certainly isn't the best way to go about managing your retirement assets. It might be okay if you have a 401k with your current employer, obviously, and you're not 59 and a half and it's not time for you to, you know, look at managing that yourself or consider that as an option, then these other three might actually fit nicely into your existing 401k, or you might want to get an advisor and look at your other options. Regardless of that, make sure that person's a fiduciary so they provide you the best possible advice and do what's in your best interest. Ultimately, that's part of what our federal government wants us to do, and we would do it anyway because that's how we are. So with that being said, I would say that if you've got three orphan 401ks and they've been sitting unmanaged with a huge custodian trotting along with the same investment direction that you gave these mutual funds 5, 10, or 15 years ago, it's probably time that you have somebody look at that. And it may be that your old employer has even lost contact with you, so all the notifications of action required might not even be effectively communicated to you. So there's a lot of things going on. So my thought is that orphan 401ks in Northwest Arkansas seem to be at an epidemic level, especially with all the job or career transitions that go on with the vendor community here, and also with Walmart and the other Fortune 50 companies in the area and nationwide. You need to lasso and corral these 401ks and put them to work for you now. So make sure you see a financial advisor, a fiduciary that you trust ASAP. Don't waste another second of compounding. Remember, it's your money and you have a responsibility to its future and how you want to live in retirement. It's your choice. And I suggest that you give that a lot of consideration if you do have orphan 401ks.
Old 401ks, old life insurance policies, outdated wills and estate plans, all these things are documents that you might find in your old junk drawer, and I think it's time that you organize them and put them to good use as part of your financial plan. It is important that you'll have a well-organized financial plan that'll carry you all the way to and through retirement. Kyle Alexander and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group can help you do that. Give them a call at 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.